USA News, I'm John Schaefer. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles, posing as U.S. voters, and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. The analysis from Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center noted a gradual rise in these fabricated accounts. President Biden is offering reassurance to Baltimore in the aftermath of last week's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Most importantly to people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
Speaking from the bridge collapse site on Friday, Biden expressed his condolences to the families of the six construction workers who died in that collapse. The U.S. currently has no intentions to conduct an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, spokesman for the White House National Security Council, told reporters Friday that the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government.
The investigation that they concluded was an independent investigation. It was done by an agency of the Israeli government that does not report directly to the IDF chain of command.
According to the Israeli military, serious errors and protocol violations resulted in deadly airstrikes on the central kitchen convoy in Gaza, leading to the dismissal of two senior officers. Apple intends to lay off more than 600 individuals from eight various sites in Santa Clara, California. The tech giant filed a WARN notice regarding the layoffs, but did not specify any correlation with particular projects. It's worth noting no layoffs are slated for the company's primary campus in Cupertino. The possibility of cloud cover remains a concern along the path of totality for Monday's total solar eclipse. According to the latest forecast, people in Texas and Arkansas, Ohio, northwestern PA, and western New York may see clouds. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Relatives of individuals with treatment-resistant depression face a significantly higher risk, nine times more likely, of experiencing the same condition. That's according to a recent study in JAMA Psychiatry. The research delves into the genetic inheritance of TRD within families. Additionally, family members of those with TRD have elevated chances of developing various other psychiatric disorders like anxiety, bipolar disorder, OCD, and ADHD. A 79-year-old woman has been killed while taking her dream trip. Corey Myers explains.
An elderly American woman was killed in Zambia after an elephant charged at the vehicle she was in carrying tourists in Kafue National Park. While the tour company said their guides are very well trained, the vehicle could not be moved quickly enough before the elephant charged. That deceased woman has been identified as Gail Mattson.
Saturday, the men's Final Four will unfold in Arizona at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, marking the culmination of the NCAA tournament. The matchups are 11-seed NC State facing off against 1-seed Purdue in the first game, followed by 4-seed Alabama against 1-seed UConn. Airbnb accommodations along the path of totality for Monday's solar eclipse are fully booked. AirDNA, a short-term rental analytics platform, reports a surge in occupancy rates to 88%. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.